It is a WRL weather alert day due to rain and thunderstorms that we're going to be seeing all through the day. Right now, we have a flood advisory in effect for another 2 hours. I'll show you where that rain is headed.
The WRL Storm Tracker is out and about on the roads this morning. This is a live look at it right now. You see that windshield wipers working overtime. Anthony Baglione, keep us updated with any traffic delays that you should know about before heading out the door.
Also, if you're staying in to watch a television show on this rainy day, enjoy it while you can. Hollywood actors now on strike, meaning production on some of your favorite TV shows will be halted.
If you're gearing up for back-to-school shopping, check this out. Thousands of items are on sale at the Kids Exchange consignment sale, and coming up, I'll show you how to get the best deals.
A lot going on this morning on this WRL Weather Alert Day. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Ken Smith.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, this came on and it escalated quickly to flood stage, really. Elizabeth Gardner, the WRL Severe Weather Center. This is the biggest problem we're looking out for here.
Yeah, watching for lots of heavy rain. We saw a lot of it this morning up in some of our northern counties, including Wake County. 4 to 5 inches of rainfall and the potential for some water out there. There was some water over a bridge near Falls Lake in northern Wake County, and a number of storm reports down here with some flooding issues in Chatham County. But right now, we have our flood advisory. It extends until 10 o'clock this morning. We'll zoom in on this area where we're seeing a lot of heavy rain that's included in this advisory. From Dunn through Benson, Smithfield, up through Wilson and Rocky Mount. Not only is it raining heavily, but there's a lot of lightning with this still. If you're headed out the door to work or thinking about heading out to walk the dog, if you can hear thunder, you're in danger of being struck by lightning. So be especially careful. Again, we're going to continue to see this sliding off to the east. We take a look at those storm reports. Two of them. One of them in the southern part of Granville County, one near the Granville-Wake County line, where we had water over a bridge and some flooding issues, and some flooding to south of Pittsburgh near the Lee-Chatham County line, where we had water over the roads and the roads were closed. Those are the only areas that we've seen problems so far, but we'll keep watching it. The flood watch continues for the rest of the day because we're not finished yet. We may get a break in the next few hours, but more storms develop this afternoon, so it is a WRL weather alert day. We have the chance for some wind damage as well. Especially this afternoon, we have that level one risk for severe storms for part of the viewing area. The rain started to ease up a little bit here in Andrew. Last time we pulled this up, it was pouring down rain. It is not going to rain everywhere all day. As a matter of fact, we haven't seen much rain yet in our southern counties. Your turn's coming right after lunchtime. Look at these showers and thunderstorms developing. That continues from 4 o'clock to really all through the evening. And it really gets heavy potentially around dinner time down to the south. You can see that big band of thunderstorms, which is going to bring heavy rain and the chance for some wind damage as well. Again, we're going to see some breaks in the clouds on and off today, especially around the middle of the day, and that's going to allow our temperatures to warm up. We'll see a high around 90, and with lots of moisture, it's likely to feel more like around 100. Anthony's been covering traffic for us this morning with a look at the roads, and there's still some busy spots.
Yeah, certainly been very busy here for both the weather and the traffic this morning. Good morning to all of you. Let's head out to the roads right now. This is a look into the major approaches into the city of Raleigh right now. Very minor delays to the western part of the city as you head closer to Durham, but you notice down toward I-40 west from Cleveland there, an 11-minute backup. There is a crash on I-40, so that's going to be a little bit slow going. Also, I-87 south from Knightdale, about a 3-minute delay. That's gotten better since the last time I checked that sensor here. It was about 10 to 15 minutes, but we'll continue to watch that. We do have the WRL storm tracker, though, out on the roads this morning, just to the west of the city of Clayton. In fact, there was the radar where we're sweeping around right now. A live look right now, you can see, of course, the water on the roadways, the windshield wipers going back and forth. From this shot, doesn't look like it's coming down quite as heavily as what it was. The bulk of that rainfall is to the south right now of Storm Tracker, but we will continue to monitor that here as we go through this morning and plan for that rain here as we go over the next couple of hours.
Breaking news we continue to follow. The search is growing for this 3-year-old little girl who's at the center of an Amber Alert right now. You may have heard it on your phone or on TV last night. Police in Mint Hill, which is over near Charlotte, issued that alert last night in an effort to find Adeline Hochstetler. Investigators say she was last seen by her father back on June 11th. They believe she's with her mother, who has custody, but may be on the run because of pending court hearings over that child's custody. Police think Adeline's mother may be driving a black 2019 Kia Optima, North Carolina license plate FFF3959. She may be headed out of state, possibly towards Delaware. If you have any information, you should call 911.
Well, new this morning, we now know the names of a man and woman linked to the shooting of a SWAT officer. These are the people involved, according to the Robeson County Sheriff's Office. That's Kendall Dees and Tina Locklear. They're being held on $15 million bond. This started yesterday as deputies served a search warrant at a home in Evergreen Church Road, just outside Pembroke. When they got inside that home, Dees began shooting. An investigator was hit and taken to the hospital, but is expected to survive. SWAT says officers identified themselves before entering that home. Locklear was also arrested on drug charges.
Hollywood actors have aligned with the writers, and now both are on the picket lines. And that means big changes to the movies and TV shows you love to watch. The Screen Actors Guild officially joined the writers on strike at 3 a.m. after a vote yesterday. Walkouts by these two groups will stop production of all scripted film and TV shows in the U.S. That means the fall TV lineup will be heavy with reality shows that are not affected by the strikes. Productions on streaming services like Netflix will be halted. Independent productions not covered by labor contracts will continue.
PNC Arena getting some big upgrades. Well, this morning, the group that runs the arena, the Centennial Authority, will talk about a list of changes on the way. Nearly 80 ideas are on the table right now, but not all of them will happen, of course. They include repurposing the box office concourse and creating new access points for guests and performers.
We think the building itself is in great shape. We know that the enhancement and the elaborate process that we're getting ready to undertake is going to continue to make this building great for a long, long time.
PNC Arena already hosts more than 400 events each year, including NC State basketball, of course, Carolina Hurricanes games, and a variety of shows. Today's meeting starts at 9 this morning.
Only on WRAL, Durham's police chief is sharing her view of the chaotic moments after a 5-year-old and 15-year-old were shot last week. Chief Patrice Andrews sat down with WRAL's Lena Tillett, and she says her officers and the community are still trying to come to terms with the death of Chloe Fennell. The initial call to the home on North Guthrie Avenue was for an overdose. Chief Andrews says they learned that a relative of Chloe's, Brian Luster, you see him here, he had shot at three children, hitting two of them. When she arrived at the scene, she says her officers were heartbroken.
I can't really describe what that feels like, just in your gut, in your heart. And so we get there, and my officers are running around, and you can just see on their faces, right, the heartbreak. But they still have a job to do.
Chief Andrews said there's still no clear motive in this case. As we have reported, gun violence involving children is up this year in Durham.
Well, parents, it may not feel like it, but it's time to start thinking about back-to-school shopping if your kids attend traditional calendar schools. The perfect start to this season is a Kids Exchange consignment sale. It's back in Raleigh this weekend. Let's get right to WRAL's Kelsey Coffey live at the State Fairgrounds, taking us inside the consignment sale with a look at some of the bargains. Kelsey.
Good morning. As you're prepping for back to school shopping, one of your number one priorities, I'm sure, is getting some new clothes for your kids. So I decided to do a little shopping myself to show you how many clothes you can get for under $30. So this is a little outfit that I came up with. We've got one top, jeans, bam. Got another top that goes with the same jeans. That's another outfit. We've got a dress here, if we can pull it out. And then another shorts and top set. All of this under $30 combined. That's going to get your kid through the first week of school. And we'll show you video now of shoppers from yesterday. You can buy clothes, shoes, anything that you would want, all at a discounted price. Grandma and longtime consignment sale shopper Cindy Day says her biggest piece of advice if you're shopping today is to get here early.
We get here crack of dawn in the morning and wait for the doors to open so we don't have to wait so long in line.
If you've heard about this event before, you know that some of the earlier days of the sale, you have to pay to enter. But today, tomorrow, and Sunday, it's free for everyone to come in, open to the public. Just come in and get your shop on. And doors will close today at 6 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Great buys, whole outfit for the first week of school. Love it. Thanks, Kelsey. All you Diet Coke lovers out there, you'll want to hear this. New information about possible health risks that come with those artificially sweetened drinks.
Also,
It's going to be a hot weekend, as Elizabeth has been pointing out all morning, but that doesn't stop the family fun. We'll have your out and about best bets, from live music to bouncy houses.
You will have to watch this weekend for some scattered thunderstorms. Download your WRAL weather app and follow along. Of course, right now we're looking at some strong thunderstorms in our southeastern counties and some redevelopment of some rain back here across Chapel Hill and Durham. We'll take a close look at the radar and let you know what you need to watch out for on your commute.
Still some raindrops on that camera out there at Apex, looking straight down Salem Street here at 8:13 as you watch WRL News, available on Spectrum and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. It was pouring as I was coming from there into work this morning, and a lot of other places have seen it as well. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with where that's moving now.
Boy, that rain started up near the Virginia line early this morning, and it was really heavy in some of our northern counties. We still have some heavy rain lingering. The green highlighted area is where we have a flood advisory. That's in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Let's get in and talk about where that rain is heaviest right now. This leading edge is still producing a lot of heavy rain and a good bit of lightning, too. That's going to be another concern for you. Even though this is not producing any severe wind, that frequent lightning is dangerous. If you can hear thunder, you're in danger of being struck by lightning. So if you're headed, from your car into work or thinking about walking the dog, do your best to avoid all that. We're looking at the northern part of Cumberland County through Dunn and Benson up through Smithfield. That's where we have a lot of heavy rain. It's about to move into Goldsboro. It started to move into the northern part of Wayne County now. And then it continues northward from there too, across Wilson. A lot of heavy rain, a lot of lightning there, as well as Rocky Mount and moving on into Edgecombe County. So that's a line of thunderstorms that continues to produce some dangerous conditions. And then we have some scattered showers and a couple lightning strikes here from Hillsborough to Chapel Hill to Durham. We already had some heavy rain in this area, so these are just some new cells that are starting to pop up there. We've had almost 4 inches of rain here in the southern part of Granville County. We had a report in Oxford of 5 inches of rain. We've seen an inch to an inch and a half around Wake County, and of course we're seeing that too as that slides off to the east, about 4 inches up around Youngsville and near Wake Forest. So it's been very heavy for us. The storm reports that we've seen so far, we've had a couple of those near Falls Lake, where we had some debris on a bridge where it was flooded, and then several reports of roads closed south of Pittsburgh there in Chatham County as well. Now, that's likely to improve over the next few hours, but those are the reports that we got about an hour ago. We have a flood watch for the rest of the day. It is a WRL weather alert day because the rain is not over by any means. We also have the chance later today of some stronger storms that could produce some wind damage. Let's talk about where we're headed with this. We'll push it on out to around lunchtime, and you can see a line of thunderstorms that continues to hold together down to the south. So if you're in Fayetteville, Clinton, Goldsboro, you may not have seen much rain yet. That is coming your way. It's starting to move toward Goldsboro actually now as well. And then some scattered storms through the afternoon. We get to 5-6 o'clock. We're continuing to see the thunderstorms developing, and that may continue all the way until 10 or 11 o'clock tonight. We take a look at what's happening next, and here's a look at Fayetteville. Hasn't seen any rain yet, but a second round of showers moving into Chapel Hill. Apex starting to dry out, and just now starting to see our first rain moving into Goldsboro. Also tracking the tropics. This system here now has a name. It is Subtropical Storm Don, with 50-mile-per-hour winds, moving north at 6 miles per hour. It's going to wander around out here in the Atlantic and dissipate without affecting land, which is good news. We'll see a high around 90 today, 91 tomorrow, 92 Sunday. Saturday and Sunday will also bring us a chance of afternoon and evening storms, but we'll likely have a little bit of sunshine early in the day. And then as our storms decrease, our chance of the heat increases, and we'll see temperatures mid to upper 90s, heat indices well into the 100s. Anthony?
Yeah, certainly going to be a hot forecast there. Let's head out to the roads this morning and talk about what we're seeing here across the city of Raleigh. Not any major backups here for at least the western part of our viewing area in the city right there, but we head down toward I-40 from Cleveland. There's about a 12-minute delay at this point. That's really been our big problem spot here over the past 5 to 10 minutes or so. We've had the WRAL storm tracker out and about tracking the rainfall portion of this system, but the rain causing issues now, it's in that backup that's on I-40, again heading toward the city of Raleigh. That's that live look you can see right there. Certainly very slow going. You see the wet roadways out there. Doesn't look like it's coming down at this point. They're kind of out of the heaviest batch of that, but this is going to be the story here in some parts of our viewing area as we go through this morning. Plan for some slowdowns, just take it nice and slow, and you should be safe here going into work. But we'll have another update for you here coming up in about 15 minutes or so.
Work is now fully underway to replace a cracked beam on a popular roller coaster at Carowinds. This video shows the repairs being done to the Fury 325 coaster. Engineers say after the broken support column is repaired, technicians will run a series of tests. A third party will make its own assessment. The State Department of Labor has the final say on whether the Fury will be recertified for operation. The Buncombe County District Attorney says a state trooper was justified in a deadly shooting. It happened on July 3rd on I-26. Dash cam video shows the moments before the trooper fired his weapon. This is a still frame from that video, which shows a driver pointing a gun at trooper Jeffrey Dunlop before pulling the trigger. Dunlop was hit in the chest, but the round stopped by his bulletproof vest. The trooper shot back and killed the 57-year-old man. The trooper says this encounter began when he asked the driver to take a sobriety test.
If you drink diet soda, you'll want to hear this. The World Health Organization's cancer agency says the sweetener in it, aspartame, is a possible cause of cancer. Aspartame is found in diet soda, sugar substitutes, many other grocery items we see. It is now included on a list, WHO category, along with more than 300 other possible cancer-causing agents, including aloe vera extract. It's important to know that aspartame is not in the category that is proven to cause cancer, like smoking. It's not even considered a probable carcinogen.
We're not advising companies to withdraw products, nor we are advising consumers to stop consuming altogether. We're just advising for a bit of moderation.
The WHO now will study the risks that come with that sweetener. And we should note the FDA here in the U.S. does not agree that aspartame should be categorized as a possible carcinogen.
Well, if you want to keep your brain healthy as you get older, be sure to get your eyes checked each year. A new study shows people with untreated visual impairments were significantly more likely to develop dementia. Nearly 3,000 people over the age of 71 were given iPad tests for near and distance vision. They were then screened for dementia. 12% showed signs of dementia, but in people with distance visual impairment, that number jumped to about 20%, 21.5% for near visual impairment, and 33% for people who had moderate to severe visual impairment or were blind. Plenty of chances for some family fun during this hot weekend ahead as we get ready for it.
And we have a look at some of the best bets from WRL's Out and About team.
Yeah, let's start in the town of Wake Forest. Friday night on White. That series continues tonight. The Brick House Band will be playing live starting at 6 on White Street. There will also be plenty of food, drinks, and dessert options as well. Friday night on White happens on the second Friday of each month through the summer.
It is a party. The Summer at the Station movie series kicks off tonight on Civic Plaza at Raleigh's Union Station. The feature presentation will be Disney Pixar's Coco. There'll be food trucks, ice cream, and market vendors, as well as a bar for parents. It's a free event that gets started tonight at 6.
Oh, you can head out to Durham Central Park on Sunday for the NC Food Truck Rodeo. Always a fun time. There will be more than 30 food trucks to try, but it's not just about food. There'll also be games, entertainment, bouncy houses, and a water slide. It's happening from 11 in the morning until 8 in the evening on Sunday. Now, to find out more about these events and others, just go to WRL.com and search Out and About.
NASCAR had so much success at North Wilkesboro's track, it is coming back for a second time. The track hosted the 2023 NASCAR All-Star Race at the end of May. Tickets are now on sale for another race to be held there at the end of September. The NASCAR Whelen Modified Tour Brushy Mountain Power Sports 150. May's event was the first at the track since the 90s.
Well, it's back to school shopping season, and this year is expected to break records. The National Retail Federation says shoppers expected to spend a record $41.5 billion. That's up from last year's $36.9 billion. Back to school spending is expected to hit $94 billion, about $20 billion more than last year's record.
Tennis star Naomi Osaka is giving us a first look at her new baby with rapper Corday. She shared a snap on Instagram featuring the little one in an adorable tennis-themed white onesie. She was sure to crop out the baby's face. She also has not revealed the little girl's name, but I think Michelle McConaughey did some research, and the name is Shai, S-H-A-I.
Shai. Yeah, her dad was performing, and he let the cat out of the bag and said, congratulated his girlfriend. We miss her in the tennis tour for sure. Look forward to having her back there. Well, there's a new record for the longest Burmese python, and it's about as long as giraffes are tall. Check out this 19-foot-long snake that a group of Florida hunters captured this week. 22-year-old Jake Willary found the invasive snake around 1 a.m. Monday. He says they brought the snake to the conservancy to be officially measured and documented. The female snake weighs 125 pounds. The longest Burmese python previously recorded in Florida was 18 feet 9 inches. My goodness.
That thing's alive, just sitting there, hanging out. Just they're letting them just push it around. Push it around, weigh it.
Oh.
Wow.
Mm.
They eat whatever they want.
No thanks. I got nothing.
Giant. We're getting a sneak peek at the new downtown Cary Park, and there won't be any Burmese pythons there. You can get a behind-the-scenes look first at the park. That is sure to be a big boost for the town.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning at 8:26. I'm Ken Smith. A very busy morning in the weather department. With that in mind, on this WRAL Weather Alert Day, let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center.
We're seeing a line of strong thunderstorms with a lot of heavy rain and lightning in our southeastern counties. And then some redevelopment here around the Triangle. This flood advisory is in effect until about 10 o'clock this morning. We'll take a look at the big picture here. More rain moving into Durham and Raleigh. And you can see the strong line of thunderstorms from Rocky Mount all the way down toward Dunn. We'll take a look at the leading edge of this. This is where we have some very heavy rain and a lot of lightning moving out of Dunn down here into the northern part of Sampson County. We just had our Storm Prediction Center expand our level one risk for severe storms. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little while in Fox 50. Anthony?
And Elizabeth, certainly been busy here weather-wise and in the traffic department. This was a camera we've been watching here really all morning, I-87 at Smithfield Road. This is noticeably less crowded than what it was earlier here, so that crash has since cleared. There's still a couple cars, though, off on the side of the shoulder, so just keep that in mind. Otherwise, here we take a look across the city of Durham. No major backups right now, just a slight delay there, I-40 west from Wade Avenue. We will continue to keep an eye on it for you, but right now making progress here as this storm system pushes off to the east.
The search is growing for a three-year-old girl at the center of an Amber Alert. Police are trying to find Adeline Hochstadler. They believe she's with her mother and may be heading out of state to Delaware. If you have any information, call 911. PNC Arena getting some big upgrades this morning. The group that runs the arena, the Centennial Authority, will talk about a list of changes on the way. Nearly 80 ideas are on the table right now, including repurposing the box office concourse and creating new access points for guests and performers. Next on Fox 50, we'll take you inside the largest kids consignment sale in the country right here in Raleigh. And up next on Today, country singer Brad Paisley rocks the plot.
We have a strong line of thunderstorms moving through our southern counties. It's looking like we're going to have more potential for heavy rainfall, some flooding, possibly some wind damage as we get through the afternoon. I'll show you what to expect for the rest of the day.
We continue to follow the breaking news of the search for a missing three-year-old girl is growing this morning. You can see her right there on your screen. What we know about the disappearance of Adeline Hochstadler.
If you're getting ready for back-to-school shopping, check this out. Thousands of items are at discounted prices here at the Kids Exchange Consignment Sale. Coming up, I'll show you some of the best deals.
8:30 is the time right now. That is just part of what is happening here as we get our Friday rolling together, pointing towards the weekend, a wet day ahead. I'm Jeff Hogan.
I'm Ken Smith, and that wet day, of course, means it's a WRAL Weather Alert Day. It's been very busy in the weather department, and with that, let's get right to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking it all for us.
It's going to be busy for most of the day. Not that it's going to rain on you all day, but boy, things are really happening out here. First of all, on this graphic, you can see the green outline. This is where we have a flood advisory in effect until 10 a.m. It's most likely going to be expanded as that heavier rain starts to push eastward. We also have more rain that started to pop up just in the last 30 to 45 minutes around Durham, Chapel Hill, and Raleigh. So a little brief bit of some heavy rain there, but there's a lot of lightning with this first line that continues to dive southward. We're seeing that from all the way up almost to Roanoke Rapids back down here into Cumberland County. And that's where it's looking a little bit interesting right now. You can see this leading edge, lots and lots of lightning here between Dunn and Wade. And this particular end of the line was looking a bit interesting, especially with all that lightning that's associated with it. So I decided to go in and take a look at the velocity. And so this is a look at the spin in the atmosphere. And fortunately, it looks like in this last frame, notice how we're looping this, it looks like it's starting to widen out a little bit. It looked like we might have a little spin in the atmosphere starting up here around Wade near I-95. That looks like it's starting to loosen up a little bit. So that's definitely good news. But there certainly could be some wind damage along that line. And again, right here in Raleigh, we're seeing another band of this heavy rain coming through. Not as much lightning here, but it just keeps on coming. We have a flood watch that's in effect for the rest of the day today. It is a WRAL weather alert day. And this is brand new. The Storm Prediction Center just expanded our level one risk all the way down to the South Carolina line. So it includes the entire viewing area now instead of just part of the viewing area, which seems like a very good call as we're seeing a lot of these storms developing and Futurecast shows them continuing through the afternoon and into the evening. We were seeing some heavy rain there in Wilson just a little while ago. Futurecast continues to show the development of showers and thunderstorms through lunchtime. We're hearing that really heavy rain on the roof right now, too. And, of course, this just continues. Look at that, 5 o'clock, this line of very strong storms down to the south, which could be producing wind damage and flooding. We've had some flooding reports in parts of Chatham County, as well as Granville and Wake County, and we'll take a look at those coming up in just a little bit. Lots to go over. We even have things happening in the tropics right now. 90 degrees for the high later on this afternoon before we see those storms really getting cranked up. And I want to send it over to Anthony, because with all this rain, it may be affecting your morning commute. And we'll see that later. Sorry, Ken.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll get to Anthony in just a little bit. But first, we want to continue to follow this breaking news of the search for this 3-year-old little girl at the center of an Amber Alert. Police in Mint Hill, which is near Charlotte, issued the alert last night in an effort to find Adeline Hochstetler. Investigators say she was last seen by her father back on June 11th. Officers believe she is with her mother, who has custody but may be on the run because of pending court hearings over child custody. Police think Adeline's mother may be driving a black 2019 Kia Optima with North Carolina license plate FFF3959. She may be heading out of state to Delaware. So if you have any information that could help, call 911.
New this morning, we now know the names of man and woman linked to the shooting of a SWAT officer. Robinson County Sheriff's Office shared these mugshots late last night of Kendall Deese and Tina Locklear. They're being held on a $15 million secured bond. This started yesterday as deputies served a search warrant at a home on Evergreen Church Road, just outside of Pembroke. When they got inside that home, Deese started shooting. An investigator was hit and taken to the hospital, but is expected to survive. SWAT team says they identified themselves before entering that home. Locklear was also arrested on drug charges.
PNC Arena getting some big upgrades. Well, this morning, the group that runs the arena, the Centennial Authority, will be talking about a list of possible changes that are on the way. Well, nearly 80 ideas are on the table right now, but not all of them will happen. They include repurposing the box office concourse and creating new access points for guests and performers.
Enhancing our building in sort of the unseen ways, access in and out for concert promoters, for the rodeo folks, for the monster truck folks. You'll see a better choice of options.
PNC Arena already hosts more than 400 events each year, including NC State basketball, Carolina Hurricanes games, and a variety of shows. Today's meeting gets underway around 9 this morning.
National Weather Service will be back on the ground in Chicago today to assess the damage after at least 11 tornadoes touched down there. These twisters all struck on Wednesday as severe storms moved through the area. Officials say at least 3 of them were EF1 tornadoes with wind speeds of more than 100 miles per hour. 2 of them touched down right near O'Hare International Airport, where people were told to shelter in place. Flights were grounded, but operations have returned to normal now this morning.
Well, Durham police say 6 fires between July 2nd and July 12th are being investigated as arson. 7 homes were damaged in all. All of the fires happened at abandoned homes. Investigators are trying to determine if the fires are linked.
Time to get back to school, and for parents, that means back to school shopping, right? And the perfect start this season is the Kids Exchange Consignment Sale. It's back in Raleigh this weekend. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from the State Fairgrounds. Some folks have already started to line up there because they want to get in and get some of the best stuff.
Yes, yes, and hoping for some more people despite the rain. But as you are preparing to do some back-to-school shopping, we know that one of the first things that's on your mind is buying your student a new backpack. So I found some great deals on backpacks. This backpack is only $3, and these are the kind of prices that parents are wanting to see. Back-to-school shopping went down for the first time in 9 years due to inflation. Here, check out this other backpack, only $5. These are the kind of prices that you'll see today, and we've got some video to show you of shoppers on yesterday trying to get all of the bargains. You can buy clothes, toys, baby items, furniture, and more, all at discounted prices. Mom and longtime consignment sales shopper Christina Weber has a word of advice before you come out today.
Getting here early helps better your chances of getting the stuff that you want. I love coming to the sale.
And if you've heard about this event, you may remember that the earlier days you have to pay to enter. But today, tomorrow, and Sunday is free entry and open to the public. And doors will close today at 6 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Don't go yet, Kelsey, because my wife has been making a list and checking it twice. So she's been listening to you all morning long.
Yeah,
with
three of them, you're going to need some of those clothes.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Hey, Kelsey, thanks.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following some breaking news from Long Island this morning. A suspect is in custody from the Long Island Beach murders. The remains of 11 people were found across Gilgo Beach over more than a decade. These all started back in 2010. This is a live look here in Suffolk County. The suspect, they say, they're not naming the suspect that said the suspect, but they say he is, they are from Massapequa, which is in a neighboring county. It's Nassau County. They say that he is. The 11 sets of human remains have been found on a stretch of highway in Suffolk County after police began searching along Ocean Parkway for a woman who vanished in 2010. Since then, they have recovered 11 remains. But the big news today, a suspect is in custody.
Want to turn our attention now to big money up for grabs this weekend. Well, tonight is your chance to win the seventh largest jackpot in Mega Millions history. More than $500 million up for grabs. No one matched all five numbers in this game since April. Right now, the pot is estimated at $560 million. If you win, your cash option is a little more than $280 million. Not a bad take home. You can watch drawing live on our sister station WREL right before our 11 o'clock news. And how about this? You can try your hand at Powerball tomorrow night. As of this morning, that jackpot is estimated at $875 million, and that could grow even more. This is the third largest Powerball jackpot to date. You can watch that drawing as well on WRAL right before our 11 o'clock news.
8:40 the time right now, also priceless, Ken, an opportunity to see rare and unique plants in Raleigh. The botanical garden that is open for 2 weekends only and the cool plants that are hidden inside.
Yeah, a lot of people heading to the beach noticing uncharacteristically blue water at Myrtle Beach, the phenomenon that causes this tropical color.
And we give you a live look right now. North Hills this morning. That rain continues to fall. It's a WRL weather alert day for the storms and the flash flood warnings. Elizabeth Gardner will show us how long this wet weather will stick around.
Welcome back at 8:43. You're looking live at the Pinehurst Resort and Country Club there, down there in Moore County. You can see the golf is getting out on the lakes early before any rains might show up down there. We want to bring in meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center on this WRL Weather Alert Day. And Elizabeth, you've been looking at a signature down to us in the southern part of our viewing area. A little concerning.
Yeah, we took a look at that just about 15 minutes or so ago on air, and it looks like at one point it looked like there might be a little spin down there, but it looks like that has dissipated for now, so that's good news. Heavy rain is going to be one of the big things that we're going to be watching for the rest of the day today. You can see the outline here in green. That's where we have a flood advisory that's in effect. You can notice some of that rain is slipping south of the advisory, so it may be that the Weather Service will extend that advisory line here coming up shortly. We've also seen some new rounds of rain starting to develop around the triangle. I'll take that off and kind of give you the big picture. Lots and lots of lightning. And this southerly band sort of the southern tip of this is where we're seeing one of the more intense cells that has developed down there. Lots of heavy rain, lots and lots of lightning. We're seeing plenty of lightning, too, moving out of Rocky Mount here into Edgecombe County. And then we've had just these bands of some heavy rain moving across the triangle again. Let's start here. We're looking at rain in Durham. We had this heavy band that just moved through downtown Raleigh. That's a fast mover. That one's going to bear watching, certainly. We're going to watch any of these for any spin in the atmosphere, any wind damage. Fortunately, we haven't seen any of that just yet. But look at this. So much lightning down here just east of Wade, south of Dunn. This is going to be here in the northern part of Sampson County. So that's an area that we're watching closely. We're starting to see some of that rain pushing into Goldsboro and Newton Grove. You can see here east of Wade. This little cell definitely bears watching. If we're going to see any wind damage anywhere in the next 15 minutes, it's going to be right there. But the storm right now doesn't have a history of producing wind damage, but definitely a lot of heavy rain and lightning with this one. We take a look at some of that rain. We ended up with as much as 3 to 5 inches of rain in the southern part of Granville County and the northern part of Wake County, the western part of Franklin County. Really heavy rain there. We had some flooding issues southwest of Pittsburgh. You can see here where we had 3.5 inches of rain, and we started to see those rainfall totals really jumping down to the south too, as much as 2.5 to 3 inches there in parts of Harnett County too. The flooding reports we've had so far, we had water across the road, a couple of places there in southern Granville, northern Wake County, and then of course clustered here south of Pittsburgh, north of Sanford, right there on the Chatham-Lee County line. Our flood watch continues for the rest of the day. It is a WRAL weather alert day, and this is new. Just in the last 30 minutes, the Storm Prediction Center has increased the coverage of our level one risk for severe storms. So we're going to be watching for that all day long. It is still really coming down. I don't know if it's really coming through there on the camera, but it is dumping rain here at the Science Museum of downtown Raleigh. And we'll continue to have this developing. This is lunchtime, more scattered storms, heavy rain, the potential for some wind damage. There's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're going to see more of that in the south later on this afternoon, but anywhere we could see showers and storms popping up, and that will continue through this evening. So this is going to be a long day of watching for lightning, flooding, and some wind damage. So it is a weather alert day. Saturday and Sunday also will bring us a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then the heat turns back on next week.
Only on WRAL, the mother of a Raleigh man who died in a motorcycle crash in western North Carolina is talking about her son. Investigators say a 16-year-old in an SUV hit Travis Ferguson and Shelley Pittman Wednesday night. They both died after being thrown from their Harley-Davidson. Ferguson's mother tells WRAL her son was once in the military, stationed at Fort Liberty when it was formerly Fort Bragg. She says he was on a journey with the new love of his life when he was killed.
Oh, it's horrible. I told him it was worse than losing my husband, their daddy, 10 years ago. He was very honorable, and he loved people. He was a people person.
During his time with the 82nd Airborne, Ferguson was stationed at the border between North and South Korea and was a sergeant in charge of Army burial detail in D.C. He was 49 years old.
Well, it could soon be more difficult for children under 18 in North Carolina to get mental health care. State lawmakers are considering a bill to require parental consent before mental health professionals can provide treatment, except in cases where the child is a danger to themselves or others. It's in response to some conservatives' beliefs that schools and teachers are seeking to replace parents and indoctrinate students. Advocates are worried the change will push away at-risk kids who need mental health care but don't want their parents to know.
We still don't know who brought that small bag of cocaine to the White House. The Secret Service just wrapped up its investigation and couldn't find who the bag belonged to. Agents looked into several hundred people who entered the West Wing in the days leading up to the discovery earlier this month. FBI lab results were unable to find sufficient DNA on the evidence to make an identification. Hundreds of visitors toured the White House and left their phones and other belongings in the cubicle where those drugs were found.
A congressional House committee is reviving its investigation into Republican Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida. It's looking into allegations of sexual misconduct, illicit drug use, or other misconduct. A witness told CNN they've spoken to investigators about Gaetz's alleged lobbying violations. Sources say the committee is reaching out to other witnesses as well. The DOJ says it won't bring charges against Gaetz. But a person familiar with the committee's work says that won't prevent the probe.
A dryer made in North Carolina by a company here is under recall now for being a fire hazard. Five on Your Side says Charlotte-based Electrolux Group is recalling Frigidaire gas laundry centers. The felt seal in that dryer can fold up, causing it to build up, which led to 23 fires. One person was treated for smoke inhalation. If you have one of these dryers, stop using it and call Electrolux for a free repair.
An updated COVID-19 booster shot should be ready to go by the end of September. This will be the first batch of vaccines not distributed by the federal government as the U.S. begins phasing out government-run clinics. In a letter to manufacturers, the Department of Health and Human Services told companies they must price the shots at a reasonable rate.
We're getting our first look at the new downtown Cary Park, and these are some images of what we can expect to see when it opens. Town officials gave us a sneak peek at the sprawling 7-acre park yesterday. It includes 7 main sections, including botanical gardens and a 3-tier water feature. The $68 million project has been in the works for years and is designed to boost the town's economy.
As Munchkin here gets older, you know, starts running around, this is definitely something we'd look to come and check out, and we love to, you know, do it as our family grows.
We always call this the most beautiful economic development engine you're ever going to see.
Town officials say they plan to have the park open by the end of the year.
We are just 6 days away from the start of the Women's World Cup, which airs right here on Fox 50. And competing for the United States will be North Carolina star goalkeeper Casey Murphy. At 27 years old, Murphy is the youngest player to ever earn 30 shutouts in the National Women's Soccer League. That's a win without letting the losing team score a single point. She was first called up to the national team in 2018, but this will be her first time taking a shot at the World Cup.
From such a young age, it's what I've dreamed of. It's a lot of weight on your shoulders sometimes, really big moments. You're the last line of defense, and you don't want to be the one to make a mistake.
It's a big job, but Murphy is up for it, I'm sure. She is in competition, though, with two other goalies to be the U.S. team starter this year. Well, don't miss this year's Women's World Cup. Games begin on July 20th, again right here on Fox 50. The U.S. Women's National Team taking on Vietnam on July 21st at 9.
People at Myrtle Beach are noticing some uncharacteristically blue-green water, and it's because of a weather phenomenon. For the past few weeks, the water has been clear with a blue or green tint, leaving a lot of folks feeling like they're in the tropics. The phenomenon can happen when the ocean gets calm, without big storms churning up water, sand, silt, and sediment are able to settle, revealing the water's natural color, that vibrant teal blue.
Well, the Juniper Level Botanic Garden is opening for 2 weekends only. You can stop by and look at rare and unusual plants from all over the world, including century plants, a corpse plant, and unique trees. It will open Friday and Saturday from 8 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 5 this weekend and next. It's at 9241 Sauls Road in Raleigh.
A 90-year-old South Carolina man has finished his journey to walk around the world. Bob Vail lives in Greenville. The former Marine decided a few years ago to walk the distance from the North Pole to the South Pole. And once he accomplished that, he decided to walk that same distance again, making it a trip around the world. He finished his final miles last night with his friends and family by his side.
Oh, man, 90 years old, what's his secret?
I don't know, but I hope he takes care of his feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Looks like a sore, long journey.
My goodness. Can you imagine the stories that he can tell based on this journey he's taking around the world?
Right. I'm just amazed around the world. That just get your head around that.
Mind-boggling. Well, before I head to break, take a look at your screen. You got your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check of weather and traffic up next.